Hello, everyone. As your study skills tutor, I want to talk to you today about reading. When transitioning to higher education, you might think exams are the biggest challenge you'll face, but actually the sheer volume of reading assignments is what overwhelms most students. You are suddenly expected to process hundreds of pages a week, and to do that effectively, you need to read faster. Today, I want to address a specific reading habit that slows us down. When we read, some of us physically move our lips. However, a much more common habit is listening to that inner voice saying every single word in our head. This is a process known as subvocalization. It's entirely natural, but if you want to accelerate your text processing, you need to put a stop to it.
So, where does this habit come from? Well, we develop this habit back in primary school rather than later on in high school. Think back to how you learn to read. You are likely asked to read aloud to your teacher, sounding out each syllable. Eventually, you were told to read silently, but instead of turning off the sound, you just took that voice inside your head. The primary issue here is a physical limitation. The problem is that this restricts your reading rate to your speaking speed, which is much slower than what your brain can actually process. Most people speak at about 150 to 250 words per minute, but your eyes and brain can actually absorb visual information much faster than that, potentially up to 400 or 500 words per minute if you aren't tied down to the sound of the words.
Breaking this deeply ingrained habit isn't easy, but there are a few practical strategies. To distract the brain from forming words, some people recommend listening to instrumental music while they study. Personally, I suggest chewing gum instead. The physical action of moving your jaw keeps your vocal cords and speech muscles occupied, making it much harder for your brain to subvocalize. Another highly effective technique is to use a visual pacer. This forces your eyes to move faster than your internal voice can speak. I used to just use my finger to trace the lines, but I quickly found that a ruler works best. It helps you smoothly drag your eyes down the page, line by line, without skipping around or losing your place.
As you speed up, you'll realize that you don't actually need to read every single word. English sentences are full of grammatical filler. If you ignore those and focus strictly on the key words, mostly the nouns and main verbs, you can still grasp the complete meaning of the sentence. Your brain is fantastic at filling in the blanks.
Once you manage to quiet that internal narrator, a wonderful thing happens. Your eyes will naturally start taking in text in blocks, rather than bouncing from one individual word to the next. You'll process chunks of three or four words at a single glance, which dramatically increases your overall reading rate.
If you want to try these techniques, it's vital to track your progress. You could just look at the clock on the wall before and after you read a chapter, but setting a timer on your phone is much more effective. Give yourself exactly 5 minutes, read as fast as you can without subvocalizing, and then count how many pages you manage to get through. Keep a log of your progress over a few weeks.
Ultimately, reading faster doesn't just save you precious time. Being able to efficiently extract information significantly boosts your confidence when tackling complex academic texts. You'll stop feeling intimidated by long chapters and start engaging with the material more critically. Give it a try this week, and I promise you'll notice a difference.